Esther, the book of Esther, chapter 3, the first 6 verses. After these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants which were in the king's gate said unto Mordecai, Why transgressest thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath, and he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai.
Dear friends, let us consider 2 scenarios. And these scenarios very commonly can happen in our place of work and our place of study. Firstly, if you may picture a scene in your place of work, you may hear of people saying that they have been working so hard, but instead of they getting the promotion, some other people get it. And so they complain that it is not fair. I've been working so hard, and how come my boss seems to be biased? And instead of promoting me, and somebody else gets the promotion. Do we hear of such remark at a place of work? Or perhaps we may be the one who may be having such thoughts. We may not say it out from our mouth, but do we have such thoughts? Thinking that we should be the one that we have been working so hard, and others get honored, even during time of promotion. How are we Christians to react to such kind of a situation? Yes, truly we may be really working very hard, and we ought to be. And when it comes to the time of promotion, we may not be shortlisted, or we may not even be nominated to be in the interview list. Or we may be doing something great in the office, but when it comes to recognition of your work, somebody else is recognized. The boss recognizes somebody else's work, and your name is not even mentioned. How do we feel about it? Do we accept the fact that someone else has gotten the promotion, rightly promoted, and that we are not the one who is promoted? Could we humble ourselves to accept this person's promotion that comes from the organization itself? Do we acknowledge his new office and his new position that he's been installed into? Consider the second scenario, and this could happen in our place of study. Perhaps you may be in a project group doing some project work together with fellow students, and you have worked very hard in a group, but you are not the leader, you are just a member in a group. And the whole group had presented the project to the lecturer or to the supervisor, and he was very glad with your presentation, with the work that you had done. But the honor all went to the group leader, and everybody in the group knew that you are the one actually who had done all the work, and not the group leader. The group leader was the one who did the last, but he was the one because he was so outspoken at the presentation, and so he was highly honored. He was credited by the lecturer, and you do not receive the credit. Sometimes, though it may be a group, but we receive different grades, and so you do not get that grade that you ought to be getting. Yes, how do we react to such kind of a situation? Dear friends, do we seek for honor from men? How do we conduct ourselves if we are not honored even by earthly men? Let us consider two questions that regard receiving honors from men. Firstly, do we crave for honors from men? In the text that we have just read, we note that Mordecai and Haman were two officials in the palace of King Ahasuerus, and both were top officials. They were very qualified and to take the prime minister post that the king was ready to appoint one person. Only one person can fill the post. And somehow the king chose Haman and appointed him to be the prime minister. Mordecai was not chosen. Though he had done great work. Yes, in fact, Mordecai had done something very great for the king. For he saved the king. In chapter 2, in verses 21 to 23, we read there that he actually exposed a plot to lay hands on the king by some wicked people. So it saved the king's life. And yet, he was not the one considered to be promoted to become the prime minister. The king did not seem to notice what Mordecai had done for him. And instead of promoting him, honoring him, the king noted Haman, which had not done very much. But because of him being able to speak very well, perhaps, and being able to play politics, so he was the one, Haman was the one who was promoted. But, well, we thank God that though Mordecai was not promoted, he was patiently waiting upon the Lord God. Because later on, if we were to go on to read chapter 6, Mordecai was honored in God's providence. It was found out that he did this good deed in saving the king's life. And so the king promoted him, honored him, and Haman was dishonored. Now, have we been in such a situation also? In our place of work, in schools? Yes, have we done so many significant and important things, actually deserving honor, but somehow nobody noticed us, and so we are not honored. We are not recognized for the good work that we have put in. Do we blame the boss or the lecturer then for being short-sighted or for being biased or for being prejudiced? Do we have this bitterness in our heart that men have not recognized our good work? Proverbs 23 verse 17. Proverbs 23 17 says, "Let not thy heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all day long." Yes. Though others may be promoted and we know that they have not done very much good work and yet they are recognized, let us not envy them, but let us continue to fear the Lord God all the days of our life. Because God knows, yes, we all ought to look up to the Lord God Almighty and long for His recognition, for His honor, rather than to envy our colleagues or our fellow students who have been honored. Important thing is that the Lord God knows, though man may not see what good work that we have done. We might work very hard and still we are not recognized. So we do not get the credit, but let us realize and be comforted that God knows, God sees our heart, what He wants to see, our attitude, our faithfulness in the work that we are doing. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is a judge. He put up down one and He set up another. So whatever it is, yes, it is all from the Lord God Almighty, and we wait upon Him. The time will come, even as we wait upon Him. He will honor us accordingly, in His own good timing, according to His own good will. So we should seek to please and honor the Lord, rather than to seek and to please men, or to seek honor from them. Let us be assured that the Lord God will be pleased with our actions, if our attitude is right, if we are faithful, even in doing whatever thing that our hands find to do. Colossians 3:22-25 says, "Servants, obey in all things your masters, according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." So whether men may recognize our good work, or whether they will commend us or not, let us not crave for them, but rather let us continue to do what that we need to do. Do it heartily as unto the Lord God Almighty, and let us wait upon the Lord God. Even though we may not get the recognition in this life here on earth, But a time will come when we face the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. He will honor us. He will reward us accordingly. So let us continue to serve the Lord God faithfully, wherever the Lord God has put us, even in a place of work, in our school. King Saul was such a man who thought that he should deserve more honor than David. If you remember the case about how David was highly honored by the people than King Saul himself. Yes, they sang songs saying, Saul killed thousands, yes, but David killed 10,000s. So David was highly honored, and King Saul was therefore envious towards David. He felt that David had taken away the honor which rightly belonged to him because he was the king. And no matter what, he should be the one who should be highly honored by the people. And so King Saul was feeling very bitter, and he was bent on getting rid of King David. And since then, David has been running for his life from King Saul. Have you been guilty of such sin? Perhaps our colleagues get promoted instead of us. Do we join with the other colleagues to rejoice with this colleague who has been promoted? Do we recognize the office that he has put into his new office? Or do we feel bitter towards him, thinking that I should be the one to be put into this post, but rather he is the one, and we are left on the shelf? Yes, our fellow colleagues may have noticed even our jealousy, the bitterness that is in us, the kind of evil feeling that we have, and this will surely affect our testimony, especially if they know that we are Christians. Yes, let us know that promotion comes from above. Rightly, we should respect those who are promoted over us, whether it is rightly or wrongly judged by the bosses. But let us recognize that it is all from the Lord God. We need to exercise our humility in this regard. In a place of study, yes, perhaps your teacher had appointed somebody else to be leading the class, to be the class monitor, or even to be a prefect. But people think that you should be the one, you should be able to make the mark. Or perhaps in a basketball team, and somebody else gets appointed to be the team captain. But the team members think that you should be the one. Or some may be NS men, and yes, you have worked very hard and you hope to aspire to go to OCS, Officer Cadet School. But you are not the one chosen. Somebody else who is quite sloppy and not doing very well and not being very faithful in his work, and you all know in a bunk, and he's the one who is chosen to go for the officer course. How do I feel about this? Yes, if you are the one, but you are not the one chosen, but somebody else. Everybody thought you should be the one, but the truth is that you are not the one chosen. Do you feel unhappy? Or do we still rejoice with these people who ought not to be chosen, but they are chosen? Ought not to be honored, but they are honored by men. Do we not rejoice with those who rejoice? Yes, or do we despise the honor of promotion given to that person, thinking that it is not right that he or she doesn't deserve it? Do we think that we could do better? Yes. Are we proud to humble ourselves to accept such people's success and honor? Let us learn to wait upon the Lord's God timing and be patient. The time will come when the Lord God will honor us if we are to patiently honor him. We continue to be faithful unto him, to do right what that we need to do. Yes, the Lord God will honor those in his own perfect timing. Let us wait upon him. Do not rush him and make the mistake of being bitter against others. You know, once a little girl participated in a painting competition at the zoo, and she noticed that one of her friends was painting and she did not have a drawing board to support her paper. And this little girl knew that this girl, this friend of hers, is able to paint very well, and she should be able to win the competition. And so she thought to herself that since I'm not able to paint very well, and I'm not going to win the competition, I would rather give her the drawing board so that she will be able to paint even better. And that's what she did. This little girl yielded her drawing board to her friend. And true enough, when the result was announced, her friend got the first prize. But this little girl also got something. She had a complimentary prize. And the classmates were all very surprised. How is it that she's not good in painting and yet she's able to get the complimentary prize? Surely, yes, the Lord God knows. This is a real testimony of how God honors those who have the right attitude at heart and to do things right whatsoever, as unto the Lord God Almighty. So if we are to honor Lord God with a right attitude, even with our faithfulness, the Lord God will honor us. To receive honor from the Lord God is indeed far better than to receive honor from men. In fact, this little girl has grown up today and is doing something even greater, of greater honor. The Lord God has put him in a design team in the church to design the camp file for the church camp. Surely this is an honor from the Lord God that we all should long for. Yes, we are exalted in whatsoever things that we do. We are to do it heartily as to the Lord God and not unto men. Not to crave for their honor, but rather to seek for God's honor, which is far better. Man may not take notice of what good or the good effort that we have put into, but the Lord God recognizes. The Lord God sees. The Lord God knows, and he shall receive, and we shall receive our reward in due season. Take for example our service in a church. Yes, it may be just a small menial work that we are doing. Some of you might have come earlier to arrange this place, even for the worship service. Or some may stay back after worship service to clean up the place. It may be some humble service that we are doing unto the Lord God. And if you're truly doing it unto the Lord God faithfully and humbly, the Lord God is well pleased. Man may not see, but do we crave for men to see, and that someone may see us and that they may commend us even for the work that we are doing? Yes, let us humble ourselves and do not be like some who always look for commendation in something that they do. Otherwise, they feel very unhappy, even though they are doing it. As maybe in the name of the Lord God they say, but actually they may not be doing so. They are hoping for men to see. So do not always think that it is always honorable to do something big. If we do something small and something that is humble, if we do it faithfully as unto the Lord God Almighty, the Lord God will be well pleased. Do not always want to seek honor from men and thinking that we must be doing something big so that men can see and that they will honor us. Once a deacon in a church that I was attending, and he said something to me that should not have come from a session member at all. Yes, this session member, a deacon, was supposed to be in charge of the church camp that year. And he was supposed to be the camp commandant. And he asked me that if I want to join him. And in fact, he was telling me that I should join him to work with him to be the camp commandant. And I told him no, because I knew of the character of this deacon. And I knew that I would not be able to work with him. And I would not like to take that post, because I knew that I would not be able to do it. But he told me that, no, you are a student. At that time I was a student of FABC, and you are supported by the church. You are having a scholarship from the church, and you ought to be doing something big so that it can be seen. The people in the church can see. It's not enough just to teach in the junior Sunday school. So I was just teaching in a junior Sunday school, and that's not enough. You do something big in order that people may see. Not enough to do something small. Dear friends, are we in fact doing something that we want people to see? And we are always hoping to do something big, to boast of the work that we are doing, even for men to honor us. I thank God for his providence and for his grace, even for his guidance. And when I was in my final year in the Far Eastern Bible College, the Lord God opened the door of the RNPP Church. And he led me there to preach at one of the service. I was in my beginning of the final year in FEBC, and I praise God for the opportunity. And after the worship service, the church was having some problem, leadership problem. And after the worship service that particular Sunday, a member of the church, a special member, came up to me and asked me if I'll consider to serve in a church after my graduation from FEBC. And he said something like this to me, that, "I know that you are from a big church." Yes, at that time I was attending a big church and supported by the church. And he said, "Since you're from a big church, I hope that you'll not mind serving in this small church." That truly struck me and kept me thinking. And I prayed unto the Lord and asked the Lord, waited upon the Lord God Almighty, and thanked the Lord God for leading me to Reverend Toh. Since I was supported by the church, and there was this obligation in a sense to serve the church, the big church. But I thank God that when I went to see Reverend Toh, he gave his blessing. He said, go. Do not worry about here. He will speak to the session of the big church. You will settle it for me. And so happily I went. Accepted the offer, even with the blessing of Reverend Toh. Yes, we thank God for the opportunity that since then, the Lord God has put me to serve in Berean BP Church even until this day. Speaking about big and small, yes, is there someone here in our midst who go to small churches and to try to get the people here? Let us not steal members from our small sister churches. They're happy there and leave them there to serve the Lord there. Maybe a small church, but they're happily serving the Lord God there, safely serving the Lord there. Let us not attempt to steal this sheep, even to the church that we're worshipping here. Let it be like the parable that Nathan told to David. A rich man had big herds and flocks. And when he had a visitor, instead of getting one of his little sheep to serve his guest, he stole the little ewe lamb from his neighbor, a poor man, and he used it to serve his guest. Let us not attempt, if there be someone here who is attempting to steal sheep, even from small churches, to come over here. Brethren, let us not crave for man's honor. Haman here longed for man's honor, whereas Mordecai craved not, but rather waited and did his part, even continued to faithfully serve the king. And the Lord God Almighty, in his own good timing, honored him. Now, secondly, do we care for man's honor? We see that after the king appointed Haman to become the prime minister, he ordered that all people were to pay respects to him. And the way of paying respects was to bow to him. And everyone in the palace complied with the king's order, but Mordecai refused. Mordecai refused to bow to Haman's orders. The king's servants were concerned that Mordecai did not bow. They knew that if he were to continue to do so, he would get into trouble. But Mordecai did not hearken unto them, and he firmly refused to listen to their advice and would not bow to Haman. Obviously, Mordecai knew why he was not doing so, not bowing to Haman. Not so much because that Haman was his enemy or they were enemies, but because the bowing and the reverence to be given to Haman and Haman expected was more than just bowing and giving respect. It was like bowing to a deity, like worshipping. And so Mordecai, being a Jew, would not want to dishonor God by bowing to Haman. Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, and nor did him reverence, and Haman was therefore full of wrath. He was very angry because he did not receive the honor that he should be given, even by Mordecai. Yes, dear friends, how much do we care if men do not honor us? Are we bothered very much? Do we get angry when we receive not honor from men? Do we fret and do we suck? And if men do not take notice of our status, even of our promotion, of the good work that we have done, of what that we have achieved, if men do not take notice of us. Once I was serving in a certain committee in a church, and I was assigned to prepare the invitation card for the Reformed Tape Library that I was in for the inauguration of this ministry. And I told the committee that I knew of a man in the church who is very good in designing invitation cards. And so the committee gave me the task, said, okay, you go and tell this man and ask him to do a design and give it to us and let us take a look at it. So I went and told this man and invited him to give us a design. But when the design was presented to the committee members were not very pleased with it. They were not very happy with the design. It is not up to their standard. And so they said that we should go commercial. Yes, let us call a quotation from some commercial firm and to do it for us. And that's what we did. Well, the invitation card was given up with this design from a commercial firm. And on the day of inauguration, this man who was supposed to submit his design, and his design was not accepted, came to me and he was very angry. Yes, he challenged me, why is it that you didn't use my design which you asked for? And he was very unhappy that we rejected his design, and he expected an apology from the committee, from us all. Yes, we may have gone through a lot of trouble to do something in service unto the Lord God, as if it is a service unto the Lord God Almighty. But what if for one reason or another we are not recognized? Our work is not recognized. Somebody does not notice it. Or they may not even appreciate what that we are doing. Do we get angry? Do we care if men do not honor us? Who we fret over? Or we humble ourselves? Yes, and to realize that maybe we are not good enough, and that we should do better even for the Lord God Almighty. Do we think highly of ourselves always? Paul tells us in Philippians 2:3, telling the Philippians to esteem others better than themselves. Do we always think of ourselves highly? Always wanting to be first and to be recognized by people? Do we have that I syndrome? Yes, always I that, and that we center around ourselves and we look at ourselves greatly. That will be pride. Proverbs 16:18 tells us, pride goes before destruction and haughty spirit before a fall. Let us be careful of being proud of ourselves, thinking in all things that we do that they are always well done, and we expect people to recommend, to commend us. Do we care so much for men's commendation? Do we have that I mentality, always I this and I that, and boasting of the things that I am doing? That was what happened to Haman. He was so proud of his new position. He was second to the king, Ahasuerus. And so he cared so much for it that he demanded to be worshipped. And when Mordecai, just only Mordecai alone, did not bow to him, and he was very unhappy, very angry. He had that kind of I mentality. If you return to Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, you see many I's there. Capital I. That's the self. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 13 to 14, it says here, for thou hast said, in thy heart will I ascend into heaven. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. These words were the words of Lucifer, speaking of Lucifer's pride. Five eyes here, but these are all bad eyes. Be proud of himself, wanting to be like God, thinking that is better than God. But rather, let us, yes, we may speak of ourselves, we may use the word I and refer to ourselves, but learn from the Apostle Paul instead. There's another verse in the Bible, in the New Testament, in Galatians 2:20. Also five eyes there, but look at this, good eyes. Galatians 2:20. Paul says here, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Here we have the good five eyes. So let us consider ourselves humbly before the Lord God Almighty, if you are to come before the Lord God and to speak to him concerning ourselves. Follow Paul, because he follows Christ. Are we easily angered when others do not honor us for our success, for our achievements, or when they do not recognize your contributions more than others? You may have done more work than others, but they do not recognize it. Do we feel unhappy and do we feel sad? Do we lament because we think that we deserve better recognition than what they may be giving to us, or they may not be giving to us? Yes, we want to have honor and respect from them. Do we care for it so much that we put fret and become angry and unhappy? Galatians 6:3 tells us, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Yes, let us not deceive ourselves. We may not be really something if we think ourselves as being something. Let us not be proud of ourselves and expect people around us to accept us to be better than themselves or than others. Let us not think ourselves as more highly than what we ought to think. Romans 12:3. Yes, as Christians, we know that all good gifts come from the Heavenly Father above. And the Lord God Almighty is in control of all situations in our life, in all the things that happen to us, even in the commendation that we receive from people, even in our promotion, even in our place of work, in the recognition of the good work that we have done. We may face an unfair situation and do not get the promotion or recognition and honor from man here on earth. Yes, or maybe always doing something small, but people do not notice it. But take it, God is in control. God sees. God sees the attitude of our hearts, the faithfulness that we put into it, even in whatever work that we are doing. Yes, man may not see the hard work and hard work that we put into, but God sees. God sees, and he notices it. And he takes note of it, certainly. And surely God knows when he will reward us. He has his own timing, and his timing is always perfect. Do not be anxious of honor and respect from men. Do not be craving for honor from men. But rather, let us long for God's honor and God's reward. Let us be patient and be waiting humbly, even before him, and to continue to be faithful unto him. Also, for the sake of good Christian testimony, we are to exercise humility, and to learn to accept it when we are not honored, but others are honored. Let us humble ourselves to recognize their contributions, even for the good work that they have done. And we ought not to be easily angered or be so much affected if people do not recognize the work that we have done. If people do not honor us, do not give us the due respect that we ought to deserve. Yes, we should not think ourselves as being so great and to deserve great honor. And we should not get agitated or dissatisfied when others do not see the contributions and the hard work. Why care to receive honor from men? Remember that if we keep on craving after men's honor and get easily unhappy when we don't receive their commendation, it will be the form of pride. And this is something that God hates. So may God help us, yes, and to teach us humility as we live and serve him. Let us seek after the honor of the Lord God Almighty rather than to seek after the honor of earthly men here on earth. Let us continue to serve the Lord God and to do what that we need to do for him in whatever place that he has placed us in. Do it with a right attitude of the heart and do it faithfully as unto the Lord God, and wait upon Him for the time to come. As we honor Him, He will honor us. May God help us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, O Lord God Almighty, we pray, Lord, to forgive us, for at times, Lord, we may be overtaken by our pride, even of the self. We want to seek honor even from human being. O Lord God Almighty, help us that we should rather wait upon Thee, even as we do what that we need to do, wherever we may be, in our place of work, in our schools, O Lord God, even in the church, to serve humbly. O Lord God, it may be some menial work, it may be some small work that we are doing. Help us, Lord, to serve with a right attitude, O Lord God, even in faithfulness unto Thee, and to seek to honor Thee, and Thou will honor us. Help us to long for Your honor, than to seek after man's honor. Help us, Lord, to be truly like the Master, even as He humbled Himself, to come down from heaven above, to live a life of humility, and to go the way of the cross, the humble cross, to save us from eternal damnation. Teach us, Lord, to humble ourselves even before Thee, in our service, in our living for Thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.